having been there a few times as a delegate, the lobby.
Hang on a second. Well, you've kept this completely buried forever.
Well, only ever as an underage delegate.
So, well, what does an underage delegate mean?
Someone that's not 60.
Yeah, exactly.
OTB AM. Live. Weekday mornings from 7:30 on the OTB Sports app.
OTB AM. With Gillette. Put your best face forward with our new and improved razors.
It's time to turn our attention to boxing. We're less than a month out from the WBO world title fight between Jason Quigley and Demetrius Andrade in New Hampshire, and I'm delighted to say to look ahead to it. Jason Quigley's on the line. Good morning to you, Jason.
Well, lads, how are we? How's things?
Forget about us. How are you?
100%. I just, when you mentioned Gillette, I might need one of the razors.
we'll get you, just for that plug, we'll get you something sent up.
100%.
Where are you?
I'm actually back in Donegal here now for 3 days. So we've had a great base training camp up in Dublin, myself and Andy, over the last maybe 6-7 weeks. And I've had 3 or 4 days now just back at home here in Donegal. And then we fly out to the UK now for the last 3 weeks of training camp. And then we're heading into Boston then for fight week.
And how early will you get to Boston ahead of the fight?
I'll probably get in a fight on a Friday night, so I'll probably get in the Friday or the Saturday before the fight.
Okay, and sort of acclimatise. Are you tapering at that point, or are you still working?
Yeah, at that point, with the last week, it's just really about maintaining the weight, keeping everything fast, sharp, reactive, and just keeping the mind busy more than anything else, because once you go into fight week, it's going to be hectic enough as well. There's going to be a lot of commitments, a lot of media, a lot of every day there's something. There's going to be like a media workout. There's going to be a press conference. There's going to be the weigh-in. So you're going to be doing stuff every day. So it's about maintaining and controlling a kind of calm composure and not wasting too much nervous energy or anything like that either.
How do you do that?
Watch Netflix and chat them on the phone.
Store up Succession. Don't watch any of it until... Is that it? Yeah, just sort of
You know, a lot of it is whenever you go into fight camp, whenever you go into fight week, you know, a lot of it is how you manage it and how you prepare it, because as I say, there's a lot of demands, there's a lot of commitments come fight week, so you're either really busy and hectic or you're just lying in the room. Mm. So you don't want to be lying in the room too much, wasting nervous energy, thinking about things, you know, just things going over in your head. So it's all about keeping good company around you and getting out for a walk, maybe seeing the town that you're in, without wasting too much energy or without, you know, doing anything too crazy. So it's mainly just about having a good playlist and maybe having something good on the TV to chill out and watch. And just more importantly for me, just having good people around you, chilling, talking, you know, having the crack, like more than anything.
Yeah, well, you've Andy Lee in your corner, you're all right in that front anyway.
Exactly.
I was reading you during the week, you were saying that it was just, you're treating this like it's just like training for another fight, but in the back of your mind, there must be something saying it's not.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, as a young kid, you look at this as like, this is a dream, this is a fantasy, this is something that you've envisioned since you were a kid, and that's all great and it's all well and good, but whenever you get to this stage now and you're mature enough for this type of an opportunity, it's not a fantasy, it's not a dream anymore. I deserve to be here, you know. I worked my ass off my whole career. I've had ups, I've had downs. I literally fought to get to this position that I'm in now, so I deserve to be where I'm at now, and this is just another fight for me. This is just another opponent across the ring. This is something that I have to get into and bring my absolute best performance, and come fight night, when I do that, I believe that will be good enough to come away world champion. But in the lead up to this fight, it's about controlling the emotions, controlling the nervous energy, not thinking that, oh, I've been waiting for this all my life. Of course, you have that inside you. That's only natural. There's a bit of excitement, but it's controlling that and understanding that first and foremost that you have a job to do on November 19th. You have to get in there and take care of business. So that's kind of the mindset for me over the last couple of weeks and going to be over the next couple of weeks, leading into this fight, that this is just another fight, and every fight I train and I prepare 110%, but there's a wee bit more on the line just in this fight.
Do you find yourself thinking about it? Like, does your mind drift off to you with the belt in your hands after the fight, or are you allowing yourself? Like, some of that can be good visualization, motivation. Do you find yourself drifting into that sort of zone, or do you have to check yourself against that?
No, 100%. You know, these things are coming into my mind, and I'm delighted that they are coming into my mind, because it shows the inner belief that I have inside myself as well, that that I can envision this and that I can see this happening. And of course, there's nights you go to your bed and, you know, all you're thinking about is that decision and, you know, Buffer or whoever it's going to be calling out, and the new WBO World Middleweight Champion. You know, these are things that it's only natural to start thinking about, and I think it's good to start thinking about and visualizing it and trying to make it into a reality before it actually is. So for me, yes, all these things are coming into my head. I am visualizing it, but I'm keeping it in a very controlled manner. And I'm not, you know, running around shouting and telling everyone, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Because, look, at the end of the day, Demetrius is a great champion. He's a two-time world champion. He's undefeated as a professional. I'm never, and I have never been a person to go out there and say, I'm going to get in there, I'm going to kick his ass, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get in there the best I can possibly be. I'm going to give him one hell of a night, one hell of a fight. And without a doubt, you know, I do have confidence in myself that I can come away the world champion.
Just with that stuff you've been talking about, Jason, about sort of managing yourself in the lead into it, have you been talking to Andy about that, or is there anything from his experience in the lead into the Karabov fight that you can lean on?
Yeah, you know, Andy, like, we're obviously training together flat out his last couple of years now, and there's always, whenever we get kind of chatting in between sessions and different things, you know, it's always similarities in what Andy had been doing in his lead up to Karabov, and there's different similarities the way that this fight's happening, certain times of the year that this is happening as well, is something similar to when Andy won his world title, you know. And a lot of people are writing me off, and a lot of people have me the underdog, exactly the same way as they had Andy in that fight as well. Karabov was the world champion. He was the man that they thought was going to go on and do unbelievable things, whereas Andy went in and derailed him. And this fight and this title is really steeped in Irish history as well. Like, you know, with the likes of Andy Lee going out to get that world title, Steve Collins getting that world title, and now it's all down in my hands to bring that title back to Ireland again.
When you're talking there, Jason, about mentality, like, I remember chatting to you, I think it could have been in the Crucible in Sheffield of all places a few years ago. It was in 2018, I think, and like, you were then talking about visualizing this moment, and you had the setback with the Johnson defeat in the following year in 2019. But like, you've had to be strong mentally to get yourself back into this position. Like, the Mosley win has obviously set up this opportunity for you, but it's taken a lot of mental strength, I'm sure, to get you to this point again.
It definitely has. You know, look, any sports person will tell you, whenever you get down days, you question everything. You know, whenever things aren't going the way that you had planned, or the way that you thought it was meant to go, or the way that you wanted it to go, you know, you get days where you question everything. And of course, in the past, I'd be lying if I says I didn't question things. And I think it's only natural, no matter what you're doing, even in life, like, you're always going to question something if it's not going right for you. So for me, yes, there'd been a lot of days where you questioned, where was your career going, where was I going? You know, you questioned yourself, am I good enough anymore? Like, you know, All this stuff is natural. It's stuff that creeps into your head, but you have to deal with it, and you have to switch those negative thoughts into positive thoughts, but not by just turning around saying it just doesn't happen in the flick of a switch. Like, you know, you have to create it, and over the last couple of years, I have done that by just being the best person I can be. You know, waking up every day, taking things day at a time has been key for me. Having the right people around me has been key for me. You know, good, positive people that I just get in there every day. I work hard. I be honest with myself. And over those last couple of years of working hard, doing the simple things right, resting, eating right, sleeping right, living the good life, and keeping in the gym, working hard, and creating luck for myself. You know, we get everything that we deserve in life. You know, if you put something into something, if you put a lot of hard work and effort into something, you will get the rewards. And that's what I have been doing over the last couple of years. I've made a lot of changes in my career, even since Sheffield. You know, that time I was talking to you, I've moved closer back to home, training with Andy now, and everything is starting to fall into place. There's no specific thing that I changed that was bang, that was the jigsaw puzzle fix now. There's been a lot of different moving parts that have all created together. There's a lot of pieces missing in the jigsaw, and you know, I put a lot of pieces together that has finally created the picture now that I'm in, and you know, I'm very happy with that. And a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of visualization, affirmation, all those types of things have put me in the mindset that I am now, and you know, good things are happening.
Yeah, like that support base you mentioned is so important, and I guess you have a wider support base as well. Like it strikes me that the travel ban to the US November 8th is the date, which luckily is before your fight, and I'm sure you've heard about all the buses being organized from downtown Manhattan to New Hampshire for your fight. So like how happy are you to know that you'll have an Irish support there, that people can actually travel? Like Tyson Fury, for example, couldn't have a home support at his recent bout, still got the result, but it must be a nice feeling for you that you know you're going to have a huge support there.
Yeah, it's going to be very exciting. You know, there's nothing like the Irish support, there's nothing like the Irish fans, and you know, I can't even really imagine what it's going to be like come fight night, because we all know how loud and how proud the Irish can be. So to know that support's going to be there has given me a lot of excitement leading into this fight as well. You know, it's going to... These are the types of things as well that can get fighters through a fight, through a difficult period of a fight. It's like home advantage for football teams, Gaelic teams, everything along those lines. You know, when you're in that ring and you're hurt and you're hit and maybe you're down or something's just not going to plan, and you know, you hear the crowd roaring and shouting your name, that'll give you that extra lift, that extra percent that is going to get you over the line. And hopefully it won't come to that, but you know, I know it's going to be there, it's going to be exciting. And yeah, I'm really grateful for the support that I have already for this fight. You know, it's been something else, like the messages, everything that's coming through, and anybody I'm chatting to is, oh, there's a load of ones going from here, there's a load of ones going from there. So it's exciting, and it's creating a great buzz with us.
What it'll be by the time you meet Andre, Jason, it'll be over 6 months since the Mosley fight. Is that, would you like to have been busier in that time, or can you replicate some of that stuff or some of his style in sparring?
Yeah, look, it's that's one of the uncontrollables, you know. That's something that, you know, I can't really control when I'm going to be back in the ring again or how long of a period in between fights. So you just deal with the situations that you're given, and that's exactly what I've been doing. I'm the type of person, I always stay in the gym, I always stay ready, I always stay just on that borderline of ready to start camp. You know, I don't need to come into camp 4, 5, 6 weeks out to shift a bit of weight or to catch up on fitness. I'm always at that level. And, you know, leading into this fight now, sparring is going to be key to be ready for Andrade, Southpaw sparring. And, you know, it doesn't really matter how long you're out of the ring. Tyson Fury is one man that can prove that. And, you know, it's all about your own mindset, how you keep yourself mentally and physically prepared whenever nothing's happening, whenever there's no fights coming up. I think that's key in terms of coming to your absolute best on fight night.
Who, do you have somebody who's, in terms of his style or whatever, it's a pretty unique kind of style. Do you have somebody, have you been doing some sparring with somebody of that style, or what have you got lined up?
Yeah, it's Andrade, obviously, black and white, he's a southpaw. you know, that's kind of the only thing that he has going, that he's a very unique style. So not every southpaw is going to really emulate him, because he has that unique type of style. He's a very different kind of a fighter. So you're not going to really get anybody that is exactly like him. But we have been getting a lot of southpaw sparring in. And as I says now, we're heading over to the UK, and we're going to have a few different southpaw sparring partners in over there as well. We're going to get the rounds in, and we're going to be 100% ready and fighting it.
Yeah, well, we're all really looking forward to it. I presume you've booked a first-class ticket.
First-class ticket is booked. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it more so on the way back, because I'll be able to eat and enjoy everything that it has to offer. On the way over, I'll be, you know, just kind of watching what I'm eating on the way over. So I might be able to enjoy it 100% apart from just putting the feet up.
Yeah, well, you want to book the extra baggage for the return flight, obviously.
Exactly. I'll be wearing it on me.
Good man. Jason, a pleasure talking to you. We're all really looking forward to it, and really hoping that you get over the line as well. Good man. Well done.
Top class, thanks for having me on last year's.
Thanks a lot. We'll send that Gillette stuff up, by the way, as well. We've got to get Jason's address after that. And get that
lovely, lovely.
Get that stuff on to you. Good stuff, Jason Quigley there. And
yeah, lads.
Thanks a million. We're going to catch up with Jason again down the track, and we'll have plenty of build-up to that fight as well. Obviously, close to the time, he's definitely a boxing story that we can all feel comfortable with getting behind. Jason Quigley on the line there, and that's upcoming November 19th, New Hampshire. It's Demetrius Andrade, and it's definitely one to look forward to.